Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pamela Danziger back on the show. Pamela N. Danziger is the name on the books, Shopping, Why We Love It. Also her other book, Let Them Eat Cake. And she's the president of Unity Marketing. She does quite a bit of research, folks, on the behavior of consumers, especially at the high end of the economy, and she's our good friend Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you this morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Pam, I was telling the audience before you got here that one of the things that we learned from you is a lot of people may not realize it, but the work that you do and the people you keep in touch with, the people, whenever people are buying the higher end things in our economy, not things that we need, but things that we want. That's an indication of how the economy is going, isn't it?
Well, it really is, because, I mean, one of the things that we saw through the recession was that people, even at the highest end of the income, you know, people who really had the money and could spend it, really pulled back very strongly because they were not feeling confident. And so it's that confidence feeling that encourages people who have more money, you know, to spend it and to spend it more freely. And, you know, based on, you know, I tell you, we had an awful winter up here in the Northeast with a lot of snow.
A lot of the country did.
Yeah. So while I was snowed in and really couldn't do anything else this winter, I dug into the census data to find out more about the affluent luxury consumer, the people with money, and, you know, find out the demographics of those affluent consumers, and then tell us where the future is going with these consumers. And there's about, I mean, for practical purposes, 24 million households that are at the top 20% of U.S. households.
So that'd be about 8% or something like that of all households.
The top 20% households. And, you know, there's only, if you look at the very top 2%, which is starts at about 250,000, there's only 2.5 million of those. And what our research has shown is that vast bulk of the people that are still with high incomes are holding back. It's only people at the top 2%, those 2.5 million households, that are really starting to you know, loosen up and start.
And that's not going to drive the economy, is it?
No, it really wouldn't. It won't, because that just isn't enough people. And, you know, the top 20% of U.S. households make about 50% of, you know, all the income in the country and account for about 40% of the spending. So they are, you know, they're important and powerful, and yet they are really holding back. I mean, for practical purposes, think of about 22 million households who were spending.
And what do you think? What do you think is at the heart of that? I mean, obviously, some fortunes have been adjusted and maybe reversed.
Yes.
They're watching their, you know, maybe their investment portfolio took a hit. Even though stocks have come back, that doesn't mean that some of the companies they invested in didn't go broke. I talked to one guy not long ago who had 40% of his retirement in Lehman Brothers.
Right. Oh.
You know, so he took a 40% hit right there.
Yeah, right.
On one day. And so you got that sort of thing, but there are a couple of other things to me, and I want to ask you about this. Number one is just the concern for where the economy is going, and number two, if they have the money, do they feel guilty about spending the money?
Well, you know, let's go talk to wealth, because, you know, there's a lot of people who focus on the wealth, and wealth gives people a sense of confidence, because, you know, if they feel wealthy, they've got the sense of a cushion. But when it comes to the economy itself and what drives people in terms of going to the store, it really is much more the income. And, you know, as I look at the upper tier incomes, I mean, most people at the top 20% still feel very middle class. I mean, there might be upper middle class. I mean, so they're making $150,000, which in, you know, certain parts of the country sounds like a, a fortune.
Right.
You know, it really isn't that
well,
much.
Well, and primarily because when you start making that much money, you start living like that. Most people aren't like Warren Buffett, who, you know, is a billionaire, but he lives in the same house he bought when he was just a millionaire, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Most people change their lifestyle.
Well, they do up their lifestyle. But, you know, another thing that happens, and I certainly feel this myself, is that, affluence comes with middle age. And at middle age, while you're making the highest levels of income, is also the time where you're probably being hit the hardest by things like college tuition.
Right.
And, you know, I've got two young men now in college.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I can't tell you, those that hits you really hard when those tuition bills come in.
And what's interesting about that is, as the economy has come down, college tuition has gone up.
Yes, exactly.
That's been an interesting dynamic. So what do you, in general, if just looking out across the landscape out there, Pam, are you seeing any kind of an uptick in upper-end consumer spending, or is it still depressed?
Well, again, we're seeing an uptick among the chosen few that I call rich, those top 2%.
Right.
For the bulk of the people who have higher levels of income, they are still being very careful and very cautious. Again, their income.
So you're not getting any sense of any kind of an opening up, any kind of a consumer a growth in consumer spending. And see, I'm seeing this out there in small businesses as well. Kind of the way you just described it, I'm seeing it in a lot of small businesses.
Right, right.
They're even if they're doing okay, they're still reluctant to hire and to invest.
Yes, I mean that's the truth, because I think, you know what, we had a 2-year period. You know, as I say, I think the economy is really moving out of this recession, but we had a 2-year period of really looking at our lifestyles and looking at what we were spending, and we're all 2 years older. And the fact is, as you get older, the less important buying more stuff is.
Well, you've lived a while without some of that stuff, and things that you once thought was your entitlement, you realize that you could do without.
Exactly. And again, as people get older, they start thinking more about retirement. And I mean, again, with the direction the country's going, I mean, any baby boomer has got to be really worried about what they've got saved.
Yeah.
So people really start shifting resources and shifting their assets toward it's investing in the future, investing
right.
in the education of their young children,
right.
Investing in savings and retirement. And
mm-hmm.
the government has shown, I mean, the statistics show saving rates are going up. I believe consumers got off the treadmill. They got off the, and they were buying and spending like drunken sailors.
Hold on to that thought, Pam. I got to take a quick break. Pam Danziger is our guest. More to come after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 12-year-plus website, almost 12 and a half years, 97 we've launched that website, and we continue to change it, update it. New things there every day that you can look at and read, listen to, and check out, ask questions to. And, of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Pamela Danziger is our guest. Pam is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about consumers. How are they doing? The verdict apparently from Pam is that we're still cautious. We're still not, most people, the average rank and file folks out there, especially in the middle class, are not turning loose of their cash very much. By the way, Pam's books are Shopping, Why We Love It, and also Let Them Eat Cake. Pam, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Okay, well, my website is www.unitymarketingonline.com, and the books are, because they're kind of narrowly focused, are available on Amazon. But I'm working on my new book. I'm doing interviews now. It's called Putting the Lux Back in Luxury.
Ah.
So, you know, we'll be looking at the affluent market again. But, you know, really the reality is that the luxury consumer is really has changed and is not going to be coming back, you know, the way they were.
Maybe
the first decade.
If ever, not for a long time, probably, right?
No. It really, we're going to look at, well, it's what I call the luxury drought between now and about 2020, because it's going to take that long for the young.
You think it could be 10 years. And of course, there are a lot of things that could happen between now and 10 years.
There are. You know, and one of the things I was thinking about is that there really is an upside for lots of small businesses in terms of this change in consumer psychology, because instead of these affluent people, the ones that we've been talking about, the people from $100,000 to about $250,000 of household income, who used to shop in high-end boutiques, are now shopping in more mainstream stores, looking for value.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a shop or you've got a business that really focuses on, you know, good quality, but for a fair price, a good value, that really is, you've got customers that you may not have even ever seen, you haven't seen for a long
mm-hmm.
time, because they were off shopping, you know, in the Tony Fifth Avenue stores.
Well, exactly. But the other thing, Pam, it seems to me, is something that's happening right now as well, and that is customers want you to connect with them. They don't want you to market to them. They want you to connect with them. And they're willing to give you certain people, certain companies, permission to continue to connect with them.
Right.
And in my mind, you know, people are going to spend some money, and it's your job to make sure that you stay connected to them, so that whenever they are thinking to buy whatever it is that you sell, that they've heard from you recently enough that they think about you. And in the old days, that was marketing, that was advertising all the time. Today, I think it's a combination of those, of marketing, advertising, plus the connectivity thing. What do you think?
Right. Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's like you really have to think about building your business. And, you know, I think a lot of small businesses, you know, it's almost like you set up a shop and you kind of sit there on Main Street, and then you expect the foot traffic to kind of build your business for you. And
right.
You really need to. You've got to record people's names, and you've got to make notes, and you've got to build a list, and you've got to use the internet to communicate with people.
Just like Pam, we used to call people at their house.
Right.
Now we call people.
Yeah.
We don't call people. We don't call their house. We you know, people don't say call the house.
No.
They say call me on my cell.
You bet.
You call people just like that.
Right.
Your business is, and I tell people all the time, something I've been working on for the last couple of years, your website, for example, and this is the same thing with your business, your physical business, is not so much anymore a destination as it is a distribution center.
Right.
See, your people are saying today, Pam, oh, Pam, I love your store. I like coming in here, but I'm really busy. I would only get to come here every 6 months, but you can follow me home and keep me posted on what you've got.
Right, right.
That's what people are saying. That's what I mean when I say stay connected.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it is connection, it's relationship, it's standing behind your product, and it's building a platform. I mean, small businesses in particular need to be really integrated in their community. They need to be involved in community activities. They need to, you know, be on the boards of various nonprofits. They need to support local mm-hmm. local activities in the local community. I mean,
and from that activity, build their own customer communities.
You know, absolutely, because they want, you know, people want to do business with people. They don't want to do business with entities. And you know, more and more people are really, you know, saying, well, you know, instead of going to Walmart, you know, I would much rather go to a small business, you know, if I can get the kind of service and I can get a reasonable price. I
mean, how about Pam,
Walmart.
How about this? I call a restaurant and I always do this. I always say, hi, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm one of your customers. Mm-hmm. And then some of them will type my name and say, oh, yes, Mr. Blasingame, are you still at this address? Is this still your toll-free number? I mean, your cell number? Can we confirm your reservation there? I like that.
Smart.
Yes.
Yes, that's smart.
They've stayed
marketing.
Connected to me.
Yes.
Hey, Pam, give us the website one more time.
Yes, it's unitymarketingonline.com. And
find her books there.
Lots of data that people can, you know, learn about, you know, the affluent market and our research.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming back. We'll see you next time.
Have a good day.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Right, I will be too, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.